But first, a brand new book, and it's rather exciting because it focuses on and showcases the philanthropy of amazing people in New Zealand and some around the world. How good is that? The authors, the creators of the book, Christina and Anu. I'll say their surnames in a moment, but lovely to see you in the show.
Nice
lovely, Johnny.
And first of all, Christina, we'll start off with you. Rather exciting because I know Anu and we'll get to know a little bit more about him. Why this wonderful book, Gardens of the Greats, Expressions of Extraordinary People?
Well, I need to give the credit, obviously, to Anu because he came up with this fantastic idea, and it took him quite a while, actually. Probably, I would say probably
2 years.
Yeah, 2 years to come up with the idea. So, the idea behind the book is really, well, we're a landscaping practice, obviously. So, you know, gardens are our passion. And, at the same time, we really admire, obviously, people that are, just, you know, have a purpose higher than just being successful entrepreneurs. So we kind of decided to combine the two topics and, actually interview some of these successful entrepreneurs and philanthropists and really look at how the gardens would be a reflection of their personality, obviously. And this is very true to our values and our core belief, I would say, because we really believe that a garden is a reflection of who people are and give you the inspiration to live a fulfilled life every day. So, yeah, that's what we decided to focus on.
Your partner, Anu Doro, you had the idea, and of course it's talking with your partner. It takes time to incubate an idea and then to find the content for that idea. And you run a landscape practice, Branche?
Yeah, Branche Landscapes. Yeah.
Branche Landscapes. You're managing a business. You decide to write a book. You're water skiing every single morning. You're keeping your partner happy as well at the same time. How do you balance all of these things going off in your life? Plus you have interest in architecture, gardens, and travel.
Indeed, yes.
How do you, this is big.
Yeah, it is, but it is also very exciting to combine all those, the inspirations that we have on a daily basis. So, obviously, we work for ourselves, so we can manage our time in a way that it is more personalized to our needs or just being, you know, to the core to what we believe in on a daily basis.
And you're the orchestrators of your own lifestyle.
Indeed.
So it's not just that whole exchange of money and time.
Yeah, that's right.
You're not from New Zealand, are you?
No, we're not, Tony. We're from Mauritius Island.
It's so nice to have you here. Please bring more. We're teetering on 5 million, but we could do with a few more. What brought you to New Zealand from beautiful Mauritius Island?
For me, it was really attraction to the lifestyle of New Zealand. You know, I love hiking, obviously. So New Zealand was just the right place to go and the right place to belong.
Good
to.
Hiking in New Zealand.
I know, absolutely fantastic. I can never get tired of it, obviously. And the climate was there, and you know, being islanders ourselves, it was very important for us to be still close to the sea. We're very connected to the sea. It's been part of how we grew up. So yeah, that was my interest in New Zealand.
Christina Dutiel, and I hope I pronounced your name correctly.
Yes.
While you're out hiking, does Anu join you, or is he water skiing?
He'll join me occasionally and would water ski as well. And I do too, so that's great because we've got that passion together as well, so we both love water skiing.
Most people having a business and then deciding to create a book, and the book, by the way, we're focusing on this morning, The Gardens of the Greats, Expressions of Extraordinary People by Anu Doro and Tina or Christina Dutiel. They don't have the time for all of this. So managing that, you've done this particularly well. The book idea, 2 years, it's now in hardback copy. The stories are incredible. Now, how do you knock on the doors of people who are very private and hear about their philanthropy and then get a chance to see their gardens and their homes? Lucky you.
The first step of this journey was basically to find out more about the philanthropies that share the same values as we do in terms of their life, their work, their philanthropy, how they give back. how their garden reflect their stories. So for us, the extensive sort of work was based, you know, first on finding those incredible people, and then it was later to, you know, to get in touch with them and to connect more on a personal level.
Yeah, and the way that we got in touch with them was just, you know, typical way of getting in touch with people, which would be trying to find out their phone, obviously, which is very private, so that wasn't easy, and most of the time it was an email. So we didn't get much luck from just sending out emails. People are just overwhelmed by emails every single day. So Arno and I had the good idea of putting a one-minute video together and very personalized, obviously, and telling them why we were writing this book and why we wanted them in the book. So you can also see this video on our website, branchlandscapes.com, branch like a branch of a tree with an E at the end. And I think when we sent them this video, it made a big difference to the approach because it was a lot more personalized and it was not a medium that they were expecting, obviously, and we got them on board.
I want to read you a quote from Serene and Lady Jane Edgar. If, I quote, if people don't see others leading and giving, they won't be encouraged to do so themselves, unquote.
Mm.
And this is, you talk about your, not necessarily philosophy on life, but your values.
That's right.
What are your values, Arno?
Yeah, so obviously we spend a lot of time at work. So what we would like to, you know, portray and with our, you know, whether partners or whether staff is values in many different ways. So it could be health, it could be wealth, it could be, you know, just
caring.
Care is one of...
Genuine care.
Yeah, absolutely. So
authentic care.
Indeed. So, you know, it's, I think it's the little things that actually compounds to make the bigger things. So if you get all those little things right on a daily basis, it mm-hmm. becomes a blueprint of your life and you kind of, you know, extend that to you connect to the people that share the same belief and the same values as you do.
Good. We like this. We need more of this. Let's focus on the book. 9:15, if you've just joined us, the authors of the new book are Christina Dutille and Arno Dora. The book is called Gardens of the Greats, Expressions of Extraordinary People. And there are some extraordinary people in these books. How many gardens do you feature?
14 gardens.
So 14 gardens. That's yeah. A lot of gardens.
Yeah.
Who's your photographer?
Mainly David Strait in New Zealand, okay. And he's been absolutely fantastic. We've just loved working with him.
Talk us through the process of getting to these places and discovering them for the first time, because you're making new friends, 14 new friends, aren't you?
That's right.
Which is quite nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Who did the intro? Who did you travel together?
Yeah, we did travel together for each of the interviews, and definitely a lesson learned is whenever you can bring your photographer with you at the same time, do it, because it's so much logistic otherwise to organize.
Yeah.
But it's
did
not
that work?
For most of them it did. For yeah. some of us we had to come back, but that's all right. We managed to do it, and it was great, yeah.
You're based in Auckland, so you got to travel all around New Zealand.
Correct.
And seen lots of things that you maybe haven't seen before. We won't say that, is there anything that stood out, because they're all standout gardens and really quite lovely to have an opportunity, a one-off opportunity in the book to see these places and to connect with the people. Because they didn't know you and you didn't know them, what sort of research did you have to do before you arrived?
Like Arno mentioned, I think for us what we really wanted to get into the book is really the diversity in terms of the people, their stories and their gardens. So it was really threefold. So there was quite a lot of research that we were doing on the internet and then, you know, talking to people and finding out if they had a connection with nature in general. And that's how we yeah, that's how we went from there. Obviously, once we found out, obviously, who they were, what their philanthropic actions were as well, a lot of them have written books themselves. So you can find out quite a bit about their own values and philosophy and see if it resonates with you, obviously, which is great. And then, you know, their connection to nature and how it reflects who they are. So once these three were combined, it was just like, yeah, that's a tick.
And the people that are featured in Gardens of the Greats, Expressions of Extraordinary People, probably wanted to get a little bit about you. With a family on the way, there's hiking in New Zealand, there's water skiing, there's your love of spending time with friends and exploring everything and anything that's on. They must have loved to have heard all about your life and moving from Mauritius to New Zealand as well. So did you get a chance to share your story?
Yeah, we did actually. And it was great, you know, because we were very aware of the limited time that these very busy people had. You know, the interview was 45 minutes. We needed to get everything crammed in that time. But with some of them, we connected so well that, you know, we ended up staying for a few hours and having lunch with them and talking about life in general. So
yeah, we spent Christmas with Sir Michael Hill, for instance. He invited us over. We went fishing with them for a few days.
How nice is this?
Yeah, and you know, it's just amazing to connect with those people on a very personal level and see how they are very grounded. And it was truly an amazing journey in many, many different ways. But yeah.
And I think people were interested as well because it's a book with purpose in the sense that some of the proceeds is going to the New Zealand Arts Foundation. The art resonate with us. So, you know, given the subject of the book, it made sense organically that it would go to an organization that resonates with us. And, so obviously, you know, business owners that are looking for gifts at the end of the year for their clients and partners.
It's a great idea. Good timing.
That's right. It's a gift with purpose. And, you know, seeing these people in a very different light, whether it's Sir Michael Hill, Sir Ian Edgar, or Sir James Wallace, and all those people from a very different angle, I'm sure their clients and partners would love to see it. And anybody interested in gardens in general and see the personal connection that people have with their garden, I think it's great value.
And when is the book available? Now?
Yes, it is available on our website now. Www.branchlandscapes.com. It's readily available.
The boat has arrived.
And the boat has arrived.
The boat has arrived. So it's going to take probably 10 days to 15 days until customs release all
for
the
clearance.
Books.
So
it's the perfect book, and it's just in time for Christmas. The book you'll be looking for on the Branch website, will also post a link to it on ours at radiolive.co.nz on our Home and Garden show. The brand new book, Gardens of the Greats, Expressions of Extraordinary People by Arnaud Durand and Christina Dutille. Lovely to have you in the studio with us this morning.
Lovely. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thank you.
Coming up.